Okay, thank you both. Item 682, which is a second reading and a roll call vote.
Did we do that? I'm sorry, I lost my...
You did that
That's
one already.
That's the one we did this morning.
Okay. I'm sorry?
You did that one early, as when you first convened.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. We did. 683.
Accept bid of R&R General Contractors, Inc. for the Northeast 112th Avenue and Northeast Mark Street Local Improvement District Phase 1 for $1,305,745.
Ms. Moody.
Good afternoon. You have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to R&R General Contractors. The engineer's estimate on this project was $1,575,473. On May 12, 2015, nine bids were received, and R&R is a low bidder at $1,305,744.60. The Portland Bureau of Transportation has reviewed the bid items and accepts the proposed pricing at 17% under the original engineer's estimate. The city identified 11 divisions of work for potential minority, women, and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. R&R General Contractors is a certified minority firm, so participation on this project is at 87%, as they are using a few non-certified subcontractors. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions.
I don't have any questions, just a comment that, Andrew, you make people happy all the time, but now you're going to make them 17% more happy. So that's kind of icing on the cake for a good LID that you worked hard on.
You know, we've had a couple come recently, Christine, where the bids came in above the construction estimate in some other procurement reports. This one is comfortably below. So any lessons learned, other than it's clear that PBOT is inflating their estimates in order to get good numbers?
That's the scam.
Andrew and I talked about this a little bit, so I'll have him brief you.
So one thing to keep in mind, Commissioner Fish, is PBOT uses the same unit prices irrespective of where we do the work. So, for example, if a few years ago we reconstructed Northwest 23rd Avenue north of Burnside and we had very high unit prices because it was a very difficult work environment, a lot of traffic control issues, the hassle factor of businesses, et cetera. In this particular instance, Northeast 112th Avenue is a dead-end local street. With an eye to try to save money on the contract and attract good bids, I made arrangements where we have a temporary access road during construction. So what we were able to tell the contractors who were bidding is you can just pretty much shut down the work site and work at your convenience. So we're hoping that it's a very streamlined construction approach. So again, the unit prices that we use in PBOT are citywide, and so you might have a high unit price for reconstructing our arterial as opposed to a low unit price on a local street. And in general with LIDs, we try to work fairly with the contractors, and I think we have a pretty good reputation working with them, and so they like doing LID jobs, and so I think that's reflected in the bid results. And certainly the competition of having nine bidders went a long way, too.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, nine bidders. That's kind of surprising. Okay. Other questions?
I move the report.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call on accepting the report.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Terrific. This is also going to minority business. Aye.
Hales?
They will be very happy to have the street. Aye.